Welcome to the deep dive. We take your stack of source material, skip the surface chatter, and really get into the core knowledge you need.
That's the plan.
So today, we are basically hacking the algorithm of first impressions. We're diving into the dating profile photo, which, let's be honest, is the real gatekeeper of modern dating, right?
Oh, absolutely. And it's a gatekeeper that moves incredibly fast. I mean, the sources we looked at confirm it. A potential match sizes you up, judges your personality, your lifestyle, even date worthiness in about, what, 3 seconds?
3 seconds flat.
Yeah, and that judgment, it's often locked in way before they even glance at your bio text.
3 seconds, wow. Okay, so that's like instant optimization or, well, instant failure. This isn't just about snapping a quick picture anymore.
No, not at all.
It's about understanding this specific visual language that actually works now. You know, that old advice like, oh, just smile or stand near your plant. It just doesn't cut it.
Right. That's why we're looking at the actual data-driven feedback. Yeah. Things coming from AI analysis tools like Risman AI, for example.
Yeah, exactly.
Our goal today is to give you that data-driven edge. We want to move past the vague advice, the guesswork.
And get into the specifics. You know, the technical stuff, photo quality, those tiny micro expressions. And this knowledge, it's really crucial for you because the gap between an optimized profile and, well, just an average one is pretty startling.
Okay, so let's hit them with a stat that really underscores why we're doing this deep dive. Profiles using optimized photos, and by that we mean images actually analyzed and improved using this kind of data, they get a staggering 230% more matches than profiles with, let's say, poorly chosen images.
230%, okay. That's massive. And flip side, if you're consistently using low-quality photos, maybe stuff that's badly lit or blurry,
yeah,
you can see your match rate drop by up to 40%. It actively works against you.
40% down. Okay, so optimization isn't just a nice-to-have. It's almost essential in 2025.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
And when we talk optimization, just to be clear, we're not talking about slapping on crazy filters or anything.
Right.
It's about leveraging these computer vision models to make sure your photos are communicating what you actually intend them to. Correcting technical flaws that might accidentally make you look low effort or, you know, just aren't flattering.
Got it. So let's unpack that first big piece, the technical foundation. What's the AI really seeing in terms of just pure photo quality that maybe our eyes kind of gloss over?
Well, this is where it gets interesting because the AI is quite objective here. The sources consistently point to lighting as like the fundamental starting point.
Yeah, I always figured lighting was important, but the way the sources frame it, it sounds almost like a pass-fail test for the AI. Like, it's the most common failure point, but also the most fixable.
That's exactly it. Poor lighting gets flagged by AI systems as the number one issue, overwhelmingly. And it instantly signals low effort, or maybe that the photo was an afterthought.
So what does poor lighting mean to an algorithm?
Okay, so it uses sophisticated methods to detect what's called poor dynamic range. It spots things like really harsh shadows that obscure parts of your face, or the opposite problem, overexposure.
Oh, where everything's blown out in white.
Exactly, where the highlights are gone, details are lost, you look washed out, and then there's the low light issue, that sort of fuzzy, grainy look you get in dark rooms.
Oh yeah, the pixelation, digital noise.
That's it, digital noise. The AI absolutely penalizes that. It reads it as carelessness, maybe using a poor camera, or just not bothering to find a better spot.
Okay.
And interestingly, it even gets into color temperature. It analyzes if the light is warm or cool. Generally, it prefers warmer tones.
Why warm tones?
Well, psychologically, warmer light tends to be associated with friendliness, approachability. Mm. Cool, bluish, or overly artificial light can feel a bit sterile or unflattering.
Huh. That's subtle.
It is. But the amazing takeaway here is that most technical lighting failures, they're often fixed just by, like you said, moving 5 feet closer to a window. It's usually not about needing fancy equipment.
Right. Natural light is king. Okay. So let's say you've nailed the lighting. You're by the window. What's next for the AI's checklist? Composition and framing.
Exactly. Now it looks at the structure. Is the photo put together well? It's basically checking against standard photographic principles, even if your friend just snapped it on a phone.
So things like the rule of thirds. I remember that from art class.
Precisely. Placing the subject slightly off-center often makes the image more dynamic, more visually appealing. The AI looks for that balance. It also flags technical errors pretty harshly.
Like what kind of errors?
Things like having way too much empty space above your head that's called headroom. Or the opposite, cropping the photo too tightly, maybe cutting off the top of your head or your chin.
Ah, okay. Things that just make the photo feel a bit off.
Exactly. They feel awkward or amateurish, even if the viewer couldn't quite put their finger on why. And another big one here is background clutter.
Right. The messy bedroom backdrop or the overflowing bin.
Yeah. If there are distracting elements behind you, the AI registers that the viewer's attention is likely being pulled away from you, the subject. And that's a composition fail.
That makes total sense. The focus needs to be on the person.
Right.
So the AI checks the technicals, light, composition, background.
It validates that foundation first. Mm-hmm. And once that technical quality is sort of approved, then it moves into analyzing the really subtle stuff, the social signals. And this is where it gets fascinating.
Okay, yeah. Moving past the hardware check to the software side of things, the human element, the sources really emphasize how AI analyzes micro expressions. It's trying to gauge emotional tone, right? Mm. Like openness versus being guarded.
That's a huge part of it. And the question always comes up. How accurate can it really be at telling, say, a forced smile from a genuine one?
Yeah, exactly. How does it know?
Well, the accuracy comes from the training data. These are deep learning models trained on literally millions of images of human faces and expressions. The algorithm is specifically trained to look for the markers of what's called the Duchenne smile.
Ah, right. That's the one involving the eyes, not just the mouth. The crinkles at the corners.
Precisely. That's the key differentiator. A smile that only uses the mouth muscles, sometimes called a social smile or Pan Am smile, can often be interpreted by the AI as, well, less authentic, maybe even tense.
Okay.
But if the AI detects those signs of eye muscle engagement, the Duchenne markers, it significantly boosts the photo's score for things like trustworthiness and approachability.
Wow, that's an incredible level of detail. And it's not just the smile, is it? The sources mentioned other cues, too.
Oh, yeah, definitely. It analyzes direct eye contact, which signals confidence and engagement. It even looks at subtle things like a slight head tilt or angle. Certain angles can make you appear more friendly or open.
So it's piecing together this personality profile almost.
In a way, yes. The analysis connects these visual cues directly to perceived personality traits. The algorithms are essentially scoring for indicators of things like extroversion, agreeableness, trustworthiness. If you look tense or guarded, or maybe your eyes are darting away.
He flags that.
It flags that as a potential communication barrier, yeah. Something that might make someone hesitate to swipe right.
Okay, so beyond the face itself, there's the whole context of the photo.
Yeah.
The environment, what you're doing. That signals lifestyle, right?
Yeah.
This feels like where strategic choices really come in.
Absolutely. The AI evaluates what you're actually doing in the photo. It tends to prefer activity photos.
So showing you doing something interesting, not just standing there.
Exactly. Hiking, playing an instrument, cooking, whatever it is, it suggests personality and interests beyond just appearance. It also looks for social proof.
Meaning photos with friends.
Yes. Having friends in some photos can be positive. It shows you have a social life. But the key is that you need to remain the clear focus. It shouldn't be a guessing game of who you are in the picture.
Got it. And the environment itself matters. Like beach versus city.
It does. The setting contributes to the overall narrative. And your outfit choices too, color, fit, style, they're all pieces of data analyzed for consistency and, well, the kind of image you're projecting.
So this is where it gets tricky. Let's say I deliberately curate my photos to look super adventurous, always climbing mountains or sailing yachts, even if that's not my everyday reality. Does the AI try to call that out as, like, exaggerated?
That's a great question. The sources do indicate that people absolutely select images strategically to project desired traits, sometimes exaggerating elements, you know, to seem more outgoing or adventurous, or maybe even to manage privacy.
Right.
The really clever part is that these AI tools, like Risman AI, are increasingly trying to differentiate. They look for consistency across your photos. Are you signaling something authentically, or is it more like strategic self-presentation that might feel a bit forced or even deceptive?
So it's looking for a coherent story, not just isolated hero shots.
Exactly. It's trying to get a sense of the real you, filtered through the lens of what makes a successful profile picture based on its data.
That's a really powerful filter. Okay, so we know what the AI likes. Good light, good composition, genuine smiles, relevant context. Let's flip it. Let's talk defense. What are the absolute no-nos? The common mistakes the AI flags instantly.
Right. The easy fixes that can make a huge difference. After analyzing thousands, probably millions of profiles, the AI data pinpoints a few recurring themes. These are the easiest wins for you, the listener, to focus on.
Lay them on us.
Yeah.
What's mistake number one?
Okay. The big one, the classic, the one everyone secretly knows is bad, but does anyway.
Yeah.
The bathroom selfie problem.
Ah, yes. Is it the bad lighting, the toilet in the background, the weird angle? All of the above.
Pretty much all of the above. It's like a perfect storm of low effort signals for the AI.
All right.
One, you usually have harsh, unflattering fluorescent lighting.
Sure.
Two, the background is almost always distracting, maybe even a bit embarrassing. You know, toiletries, the mirror showing clutter, the toilet itself.
Sure.
And three, the angle is often that awkward, close-up, arm's-length shot. The AI just reads it all as low-effort perception. Simple as that.
Okay, so what's the data-driven fix? Because sometimes you do need a self-portrait.
Absolutely. The fix is straightforward. Use your phone's timer function. And instead of your arm, use a stable surface. Prop your phone on a stack of books, a windowsill, anything.
And find that natural light source again.
Exactly. Move near a window. That simple swap timer plus natural light instantly elevates the perceived effort and quality according to the AI scoring.
Got it. No more bathroom mirror shots. What's common mistake number two?
The sunglasses trap. People love sunglasses in photos. They think it makes them look cool, mysterious maybe.
But the AI hates it.
Profoundly dislikes it, yes. Because it hides your single most expressive feature, your eyes. So much communication, trust, and connection is conveyed through the eyes. Hiding them is a major block.
Is there data on how much it hurts?
There is. The stats are pretty clear. Profiles that feature two or more photos where the person is wearing sunglasses tend to get around 35% fewer matches.
35% fewer, just for sunglasses.
Yeah. So the rule derived from the data is pretty strict. Maximum one photo with sunglasses, if you absolutely must. And crucially, your primary profile picture, the very first one people see, must show your eyes clearly. No exceptions.
Clear rule. Okay, number three failure point.
This was another classic piece of bad strategy. Group photo confusion. Specifically, using a group photo as your main profile picture.
Ah, the Where's Waldo effect. Making potential matches work hard just to figure out who you are.
Exactly. Humans, especially on fast-paced apps, hate unnecessary cognitive load. They don't want to play detective. The data shows using a group shot as your primary image slashes swipe right rates by a massive 42%.
Wow, nearly half. Just because they couldn't spot you quickly.
That seems to be the main reason. The fix is obvious. Use clear solo photos, especially for your first few pictures. If you want to include a group photo to show you have friends.
Sorry, it later in the lineup.
Vary it deep. Fourth, fifth photo maybe. Never ever first.
Makes sense. Okay, and the final common mistake, the AI flags.
This one's about expression again. The too serious face. That sort of stern, unsmiling, maybe trying to look moody expression.
Right. I sometimes wonder if people think that looks, I don't know, sophisticated or aloof in a cool way. Why does the AI rank that lower? What's the issue?
It really boils down to perceived approachability. Neutral, stern, or moody expressions often signal guardedness, tension, maybe even unfriendliness to the algorithm based on its training data.
So smiles went out.
By a long shot. The AI consistently ranks friendly, genuine smiles 3-4 times higher for perceived attractiveness and likelihood of connection. The algorithm isn't rewarding aloofness, it's rewarding openness and warmth.
Okay, that's a really important psychological insight from the data.
Yeah.
And the fix isn't just forcing a smile, because we know the AI tries to detect fake ones.
Correct. You can't just plaster on a grin. The actionable advice is more psychological. Right before the photo is snapped, genuinely think of something that makes you happy or something amusing.
Trick your face into a real smile.
Essentially, yes. That small shift in your facial muscles, especially around the eyes, is often enough to trigger the AI's detection of a genuine Duchenne expression, and it will reward that perceived authenticity.
Fascinating. Okay, so we've covered the big technical factors, the social signals, the major pitfalls. How does this all come together in practice? How do these tools actually generate that score or provide feedback?
It's pretty sophisticated under the hood. These systems use advanced computer vision models. Think algorithms trained on millions, literally millions, of images from successful and unsuccessful dating profiles.
Learning what correlates with more matches or engagement.
Exactly. So when you upload your photo, the AI analyzes it against over 50 different visual factors. Everything we've talked about, lighting quality, color temperature, composition rules, background analysis, eye contact, smile authenticity, even things like head tilt.
50 factors.
Well, at least. It crunches all that data to produce a composite score, often out of 10 or 100, and more importantly, it provides specific, actionable suggestions for improvement based on which factors lowered your score.
Like improve lighting or try a photo with a genuine smile.
Precisely. Or reduce background clutter, avoid sunglasses in primary photo, better framing needed. It pinpoints the weak spots.
And the sources had some compelling case studies showing this actually works, right? Making these AI-suggested changes leads to real results.
Oh, absolutely. The impact can be dramatic. There was Sarah, 28. She had this dim indoor selfie as her main photo. The AI recommended an outdoor portrait with natural light.
Yep.
She swapped it, that one change. 3 times more matches in just 1 week.
3 times. Okay.
Then there was Marcus, 31. He was a big sunglasses guy in his photos.
Oh.
Yeah. He followed the advice, replaced those with shots showing clear eye contact. The result was a 180% increase, not just in matches, but specifically in people starting conversations with him.
Because they felt they could actually connect with him visually.
That's the theory. They could see his eyes. He seemed more open, more trustworthy. And one more, Jenna, 26. Her profile was okay, but a bit static. The AI suggested adding an action photo.
Doing something interesting.
Yeah, she added a hiking shot. Her match count tripled. And she reported the quality of conversations improved too, because people had an easy, specific thing to comment on. Oh, cool hike. Where was that?
Those are really concrete examples. It shows these aren't just theoretical improvements.
Not at all. And this brings us to the core idea, the synthesis here. The human plus AI advantage.
Mm.
It's not about using AI to create a fake persona.
Right. It's not about deception.
It's about making sure you're not accidentally sabotaging yourself, removing the unintended barriers. Maybe your bad lighting is making you look grumpy when you're not. Maybe an awkward angle is hiding your best features. The AI helps identify those blind spots.
So it ensures the version of you that people see is clearer, more effective, and maybe even more authentic because the technical flaws aren't getting in the way.
Exactly. It helps you put your best foot forward, visually speaking. And over time, using this kind of feedback actually helps you develop your own eye for what makes a strong photo. You start to internalize it.
Yeah, you learn that natural light equals warmth. Genuine smiles build trust, clear backgrounds, keep the focus on you. That knowledge stays with you.
Precisely. You move from relying on luck or random snapshots to making informed, data-driven choices about your visual representation.
Okay, so let's recap the key takeaways for everyone listening. We've mapped out the technical must-haves. Prioritize good lighting, nail the composition and framing, keep the background clean.
Check.
We've decoded the crucial social signals. Aim for that genuine Duchenne smile involving the eyes. Ensure clear eye contact and use the photo's context, activity, setting, outfit to subtly signal your lifestyle and personality.
Right. Authenticity combined with good presentation.
And we've armed you against the 4 cardinal sins that AI flags immediately. Ditch the bathroom selfies, limit sunglasses, especially in the first pic, avoid group photos as your primary image, and swap the too serious face for something genuinely warm and approachable.
Nail those points, and you shift yourself out of that potential 40% match reduction category and firmly towards that optimized group, seeing potentially that 230% increase. It's about playing the odds effectively.
Absolutely. But, you know, as we wrap up this deep dive, there's a recurring theme in the sources, this kind of tension.
Yeah. Between signaling something authentic about yourself and strategically presenting yourself in the best possible light, sometimes exaggerating slightly.
Exactly.
And this leads to a really interesting final thought, a question for you, the listener, to mull over. If these AI tools are getting so good at detecting genuine versus forced expressions, like spotting that Duchenne smile, does the widespread use of this AI photo optimization ultimately push people towards being more genuinely authentic in their photos because faking it gets harder to pull off? Or does it just make people better actors, better at manufacturing the appearance of authenticity simply to satisfy the algorithm?
Are we learning to be more real or just better fakers for the machine?
That's the question. Something to consider as you're selecting or taking your next round of profile photos. Where does optimization end and performance begin?
A really compelling question to leave things on. Food for thought indeed. Thank you for joining us for this deep dive into the algorithms of attraction.
My pleasure.
We'll catch you next time on The Deep Dive.